I'm as excited, as I said in prayer earlier, as I was when I preached the 20th hour. I've preached in Kenneth Hagin camp meeting. I've preached with Creflo Dollar in Madison Square Garden. But tonight I'm just as excited as I was in those teaching, because I know the Word of God does not become void by numbers. It's still alive and it's powerful. And so I would like for everyone to pay attention tonight, because some of the things that I'm going to say, you're probably going to have to use them in your life one time or another. And then if you desire to be promoted in the things of God, you're going to have to know some things I'm going to say. So we'll just pray, stretch your hand out toward God. Father, we just thank you tonight that every person under the sound of our voice have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. We thank you for unction. We thank you for utterance. We thank you for revelation knowledge. In Jesus' name, everybody say it. Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Let's get a foundational setting for dealing with this unshakable faith. Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to skip in that chapter some. The first two verses we want to read to give us some groundwork. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," and they're talking about Hebrews chapter 11, they told us so many things they did by faith. "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Then the next verse, after talking about all of these powerful people, Moses and Sarah and Abraham, talking about all these people who had done so many things, Abel, I mean, just on and on, it says in the second verse, "Looking unto Jesus." You see that? And why? Because he's the author and finisher of our faith. And then he set us an example of unshakable faith. It says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." So let's just, while we're starting, let's just say, to understand that unshakable faith has to have a special kind of joy backup. Unshakable faith recognizes that it can't fail, it can't lose. So it, even though the wind blowing, the dust flying, everything going, but unshakable faith knows when everything settles down, it has the joy to know that it's going to come out right. You see that? Can you see that? All right, so he said, "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." Now, the cross wasn't no joy. See, because he was going through some things for us. "Despising the shame." Sometimes, look like when you're operating in faith, you're going to go down. Sometimes it looked like, I know in my years of planting and building this ministry, I never had fear. But there are times that the situation try to tell you that you're not going to make it. But if you got unshakable faith, despising the shame, and then he made it, you see? Where you sitting down? Where you at? He said now. Why he said now? It's over. So faith always have, oh, I love it. Faith always going to come to a sitting down place. Wow. That is over. Faith always, you know, faith always going to finish. Sometimes it looks like something going to make you shame. Look like God not going to come through. That's impossible. He always come through. All right? Now, also, I want you to look with me in the same opening of 12th chapter in the 25th verse now, as we talk about abiding in unshakable faith. Abiding in unshakable faith. And our main text is the 15th chapter of John about the vine. But here, in introduction, this unmovable kingdom, this unshakable kingdom, this unshakable kingdom we live in. Now, the 25th verse of the 12th chapter of Hebrews. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. See, you're going to have this kind of speaking for unshakable faith. He's going to have to speak to you. And he said, see that you don't refuse it. It might not be mundane language. It might not be a normal church-going language. But don't refuse it, because sometimes he talks to you. You know what he's saying, but you don't know what he's saying. But you know whatever he's saying it on your behalf. So whatever he gives to you, you trust it. Sometimes a word, sometimes a phrase, but you have to trust him, all right? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, like we're being shook now, right? Yeah. But also heaven. Watch this 27th verse now, watch. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Now notice the next verse. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Now that's talking about unshakable faith. Unshakable faith must function out of the revelation of an unshakable kingdom. All right? Now, John 15, John's gospel, the 15th chapter. Yep. Just want to read some. I meditated the whole chapter when he told me to preach from it, abiding in unshakable faith. If you're going to have unshakable word from God, see, to abide. Unshakable love, unshakable joy. Let's read a few verses, and then I'll start giving you some point. Jesus said in John 15:1, now watch what he says. First two words. Unshakable faith must know about the I am-ness of Jesus. Unshakable faith. I had an impartation with minister from around the world this morning. You see, when faith knows the I am-ness of Jesus, there are three things that are untouchable. And I'll tell you, John 14:6. Put the finger, John 14:6. Jesus said to them, I am. Number one, the way. Number two, the truth. Number three, the life. Now, with those three, and your faith is connected with those three, it is impossible for you to fail. Jesus said, see, that I am. Now, not that I'm going to become one day, not according to the status of the situation. Not according to the status of the situation. The situation look rough and look like you're not going to make it. Jesus said, I'm the three things to your faith. The way, the truth, and the life. So he said, no matter what it looked like, I'm going to make a way.
Right.
And no matter what it seemed like, I'm going to turn this thing into your favor. Because I'm the truth. And I put my life in it. So those three things, I want you to know that abiding faith has to have those abiding things, abiding in the truth, abiding in the life, and abiding in the way. Now, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 1. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Now, notice how many times A-B-I-D-E is used here. Abide, abide. We're talking about abiding in unshakable faith. And here this scripture is telling you that Jesus is divine and that you have to keep abiding. Watch what he says next. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man, yet a word again, abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And that's what Satan wants, you see. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. But he said, if you abide in me, verse 7, and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Now that you need to read the whole chapter, but I need to go forth to give you some abiding principle. Here's what I first wrote. My faith must operate in the revelation of being connected to the vine of faith. The vine of faith. Jesus is the vine of faith. And you see your faith as a branch connected to that vine that have all the life and power that ever existed. All right. Now notice verse 3 in our text, John 15, 3. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken to you. You see that? Clean faith. Faith that has been cleansed by the word. I never heard that before. When Jesus said that, I was sitting at my death, at one of my deaths, I was in my bedroom, and I heard clean faith. I said, Lord, 47 years, I never heard clean faith. Faith that is cleansed by the word. Man, that's powerful. I don't know. You see, now you are clean through the word, which I've spoken to you. In other words, I'm operating unshakable faith has to be cleansed faith, clean faith. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Yeah. See, he said, oh my goodness. The word cleansed your faith. Yeah. That your faith, see, clean faith, doubt can't get in it. Because in clean faith, the truth of the victory abide in clean faith. So he said, clean faith, faith that is cleansed by the word. When you got a clean heart and a clean mind and you're living right, you're a powerful being because you know you got divine backup. You're not subject to Satan bluff. You notice Jesus' ministry, he couldn't never bluff Jesus. Why? Jesus was operating with something you never heard, clean faith. Uh-huh. Clean faith. Is your faith clean?
Yes, come on.
See, I know we talk about Romans 10, 17, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but do you permit the word of God to clean your faith?
Come on.
Now that's one for you there, clean faith. See, because clean faith, you're going to have confidence. You're going to have courage if your faith clean.
Yep.
By the word. So the word don't just produce faith. The word stay in the process of cleaning the faith it produced.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Now, notice verse 4. I'm teaching on faith. Faith that abides in Jesus and let Jesus abide in it. Verse 4, you see, some people go off, they think they're operating in faith. Listen, they're operating in a formula.
Wow.
And it sound right, and it's saying the same thing, but it's really not true faith.
Wow.
Because here it says, faith that abide in Jesus and let Jesus abide in it. That's Galatians 2:20. See, that's how you live by the faith. Look at Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's man, that statement. Look at verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. Now, you can easily take that voice, abide in me and I in you, as the branch, as the fig cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. So it's a faith that abide in Jesus and let Jesus abide in it. Now you're back to Hebrews now 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. See, faith you got to make happen is fake. So now we got two words we got to deal with here now: formula and fake. And you cannot have unshakable faith with a formula. Or you cannot have unshakable faith with fake faith. I mean, just saying words. Are you following me?
Yep.
Now, faith also in verse 4 of John 15. Faith is designed to bring spiritual fruits into manifestation. Now, what is spiritual fruit? Well, you got the fruit of the Spirit, but there's a fruition of life. There are certain things that happen in a person's life when they're operating in unshakable faith. Faith is designed to bring spiritual fruits into manifestation. I would go way out and say anything that God promises is a spiritual fruit.
Yes.
You see, anything that God has spoken, oh my. You miss a good time to shout. Anything that God has spoken over my life is a fruit he wants me to manifest. And my faith can do it. Faith designed. Not only that, teaching your faith, you might want to write it down, teaching your faith to abide in truth, releasing I am faith. You go back to verse 1 now. Teaching your faith to abide in truth, releasing I am faith. Now, I am faith is Hebrew 11:1 faith. I am faith is now. No matter what the circumstance look like, no matter how big the enemy is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the world say, when you abide in him and he abide in you and you're abiding in the truth. See, faith has to abide in the truth. He said, yeah, you got, I am the true vine, my father's the husband. That's how he started off. You got to abide in the truth, because if not, facts gonna lie to you. See, are you following me? All right, now, so you got 15:1. All right, now, I'll repeat this because there's four or five places I won't drop off tonight in my closing when I close. And I'm not going to preach long tonight. Unshakable faith is continuously bearing the fruit of the Spirit. That's Galatians 5:22-23. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, temperance, meekness. It's always, is constantly bearing the fruit of the Spirit. So therefore, it cannot be failing faith, because those fruits are there to give it the divine energy that it needs to stand in the Spirit.
Yep.
We're talking about unshakable faith. Also, unshakable faith I found out in the 16th verse of this chapter. The 16th verse. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, and that's a pregnant verse, he may give it to you. I wrote, operating in chosen, ordained faith power. Operating, that verse you're talking about, operating in chosen, ordained faith. Now, what is ordained? It's ordained to produce. Operating in chosen, ordained faith power. Let me read the verse again, verse 16 now. With that statement, watch what his voice says. You have not chosen me, But I've chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. That's unshakable faith. Also, I want you to write what abiding in unshakable faith, faith that is consistently functioning within the love command. Verse 17, you can look at that. You look at that because I want to look at four or five things. Faith that abide in love. Now, here's some ingredient that you have to have in unshakable faith. Prayer. And a special prayer, Jude 20, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer is an ingredient I want you to add. Just take your time and pray in the Spirit. You got your faith out there. Just assist your faith, good God Almighty, by praying in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. While you're praying in the Spirit a lot of time, your faith is given another move to make. Now, another one he told me to tell you that you can abide in unshakable faith is worship. John 4:24, God is a spirit. See, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, right? So for your faith to be unshakable, it has to be in the spirit, in the truth. As long as your faith in the Spirit and in the truth, it's going to produce. Because there's no force that can stop faith. There's no force greater than faith. So when you worship him, I like what the psalmist did in Psalm 103. He commanded his soul to bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord, all my soul, all that within me. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. And forget not all his benefit. See, so worship is important. Take some time to worship him. Don't just make confession. Don't just keep talking about what you want. Take time to love him.
Yeah.
And oh my, I feel God's hand on me. Yeah. To worship him. Yeah. See, God needs faith. God needs worshiping faith.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Praying faith. Worshiping faith. And then here's another one now. Joshua 1:8. God need meditating faith. If your faith going to be unshakable, it's going to have to be meditating faith. It's going to have to be faith that's set down and without a discussion and let God talk to it.
Right.
This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do all that's written therein. You see, then thou cause thy faith to prosper, and thou cause thy faith to have good success. My wife and I was watching, I won't call no names, something this afternoon, and it was at a college, and they were talking about success. Success can't stand up with faith. See, Joshua 1:8 talk about good success. Good success is you can move in any realm at any moment.
Yeah.
Success might be a basketball, football, it might be a movie star. That's success. But if that movie star or that basketball don't have a revelation of what I'm talking about, they can't have good success. See? So unshakable faith function in good success when you learn how to meditate. Another word he told me to tell you add is realization. Stop these routines. Stop these rituals. Stop living regular. John 6:63. See, that's the kind of word. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That gives your faith spirit. That gives your faith life. When you understand that the word of God is that he's speaking to you a spirit and they are life. But here's the question: did he speak it to you? Did he just speak it to John? Did he just speak it to Peter? Did he just speak it to the preacher who preaching to you? Did he speak it to you? That's the only way you're going to turn in the spirit and life. It can't be spirit and life in somebody else's heart. It got to be in your heart. That's why you got to believe. It's personal. Unshakable faith is personal because you're going to get in a shaky crowd. And they all got Bible, but they all shook up. But when you get to the place where you're operating in the spirit, your faith is operating in the spirit, oh my, and the life of the word. Uh-huh. Your faith is operating in the spirit, and your faith is quickened with divine life to operate down here. And then he brought me to, we're not going to turn there, in Matthew's 5, when Jesus was teaching about the beatitude, and I always say a certain attitude you have to have, but he told me about elevation. Your faith must live in an elevation state. And I just looked at one, I quoted one, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That has something to do with unshakable faith, not being high-minded. You remember what Paul said in Romans 12:3? Huh? Yeah, by the grace given to me, not to think of yourself more higher than you ought to think, but to think soberly God have given to every man the measure of faith. Faith has to be meek and bold at the same time.
Yep.
Bold that it's going to happen. Meek knowing that who making it happen.
Yes.
All right? Now, let's look at, for the next few minutes, because I'm almost a half hour. I said I was going to quit in a half hour. I did it on the importation today. I was quit. Abiding in unshakable faith. I want you to read the whole chapter of John, but I'm going to take you to Mark now. Mark chapter 4. These things, I was praying in the foyer, and the Lord said, I want you to show them these things about unshakable faith. You ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Y'all ready listening? Because this is one thing you have to know about the design of unshakable faith. And I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to be aware of this statement from this day forward. You had Mark 4? Mark chapter 4? Here's the statement. And here's what I'm trying to get you, that you'll be able to handle it. Their faith, write this down, their faith was shaken in the storm. Storm coming.
Yep.
You had to pray about it. See? All storms are for is to exercise your faith. So here we have Jesus rebuke them. See, Jesus rebuked the wind, and he rebuked them too. Look what he said in verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let's pass over to the other side. What he said?
Let's pass over to the
side. So why should a storm make any difference?
Right. Yeah.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ship, and there arose a great storm. That is, verse 37, that's why I'm teaching you unshakable faith. There, see, they just arise. And not that you've done anything, they just sometimes rise up.
Yeah.
And there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Looked like we're not going to make it. See, but unshakable faith, see, that wind, the storm, shook their faith. They wasn't operating in unshakable faith. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they waked him and said to him, look what they said. Master, carest thou not that we perish? How can you perish with Jesus aboard?
That's right.
I want to come out and talk to y'all, Christian. How can you perish? You going through something right now? You can't go down.
That's right.
Unless you agree with it.
That's right.
Carest thou not that we perish? And in verse 39, I love him. I love Jesus. And he arose. He arose. And rebuked the wind. What are you using? What are you using to do that?
Faith.
Unshakable faith. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Oh, my goodness. The storm with some of this, Laura, and what the other one named? You can't come here. Somebody going to tear all stuff up? No, he can't tear all God's stuff up.
That's right. That's right.
I'm so glad the Lord give us a ratio. One can put 1,000 to flight, and two could put 10,000. Because he's got some people just calling the storm. Yeah, Laura coming. No, Laura, I said, no. I said, Laura ain't coming, yeah.
That's right.
And the last three storms, one crawling. You see, the other one got confused. And I don't know what happened to Laura. Laura just fizzled out one. And I was trying to cover the whole Louisiana. Then I covered the whole world because I don't want people to get hurt, you see. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, verse 39, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Now, verse 40 is saying that we have been given the authority to do things just like Jesus. Jesus didn't have one faith, and we got another kind of faith. God has given us stone handling faith.
That's right.
And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I've been teaching you all the while. That's what I said at Word of Life Christian Center. When something come up, I've been teaching you all the while. Where is your faith? Don't fall out on me. Don't act like nothing gonna happen. You can't get over. I've been teaching you all these years. That's what Jesus was saying.
Yes.
And they feared exceedingly. Say one another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, verse 41. I'm gonna tell you right now, shut your mouth because you the same manner a man he is.
That's right.
Yeah, he made it possible because he live in you. So and they feared exceedingly one another, what manner of man it is? It's a faith man. What you supposed to be. They could have talked to that storm just like he did, but they were in fear. Unshakable faith does not have any fear. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's look at unshakable faith dealing with supply. Pandemic. John chapter 6. Dealing with supply. Don't let the multitude fool you. See, them two boys, they were talking about what is this among so much. Jesus said, boy, sit down. That boy got a seed. Come here, bring that seed here. And took the seed and fed the multitude.
Yep.
See? But Philip, and I think it was one or other boy, their faith had been shook because they was talking about, listen, normal pattern. Faith does not work by normal pattern. Faith always is a packer of surprises. So if you're dealing with something, it's only God trying to surprise you. The world trying to jive you, God trying to surprise you. Satan trying to jive you, don't let him jive you. The Lord trying to surprise you. See, faith, there's a surprise for you. So you read that, the storm, the supply. I'm going to give you one more now. Spirits. You cannot deal with spirits with shakable faith. Mark chapter 9. That man brought his son. Spirit had him. Them boys were shook up. They didn't even know what to do. Jesus said, thou can believe. All things is possible to believe. The old boy was on it. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Sometimes you might have to cry it out with your unbelieving self. But it was spirits. Spirits will shake you up because you can't see them. They're making effects in your life and you don't know where they are. But when you got unshakable faith, you know how it's going to come out. Good God Almighty. You build, let me close, you build unshakable faith with every episode that happened in your life. They are faith builders. Every episode that happened in your life that seemed like it's out of control is designed by Satan to destroy you, to beat you, but God uses them as faith builders. James 1, to call it the trying of your faith. Read John 15 and read it with the thought in your mind, I'm abiding in unshakable faith. Everything you're dealing with right now, the Lord's speaking to you. You have to let the Spirit breathe on what you heard. It's not complicated. It's not deep, but it's real. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you wish. Jesus said, if your faith abide in me and my words abide in your faith, ask what you will and I'll see to it that it's done. Amen. Amen.